the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Run Era Jimin might be the best fucking Jimin.
Yes, I agree. Or who else misses and loves mint-haired Yoongi?
Everyone. Then you're in the right place. So, guys, today we are talking about all of the official teasers and music videos released during the Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2 era. So very excited to talk about another era.
Yeah, this is another big episode. But I'm glad we're finally doing it.
Me too. It seems like it's been a little bit since we've done an era episode. They're always really fun to do, but they're a lot to go through.
It's a lot of work, a lot of research. Yeah. But also HYYH is just kind of intimidating. And there's so much that goes on. There's so much that goes into the theories and the plot and the storyline. So it's just, I think, more than other eras. There's just more to it.
Yeah, but it's also exciting to talk about right now because we feel that so much of it coincides with the webtoon and kind of what we're going through in the webtoon Save Me series. So it's kind of fun to look at the music videos that, you know, also obviously revealed this kind of storyline for the first time to us. But anyways, before we really get into it, we first have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and listening and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by first telling people about the podcast. Second, you could write a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, really whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us a little bit more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated. And we're just glad you guys are all here listening.
Yeah, we just love you guys so much. So thank you for being here and for listening.
Okay, so BTS news, we're going to start off with this because this happened early last week. I think it happened the day after we recorded last week. So BTS, they announced that they are going to have their comeback stage or their comeback performance on Saturday Night Live. So I think this is kind of similar how we got Fake Love at Billboard. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we got to see Fake Love performed live. So I believe, if I'm not wrong, the first time we'll see their new song or new hit performed live will be on Saturday Night Live, which is just, this is just such a big deal. This is a TV show that has been going since the like 70s here in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is such a huge deal. What we do know for sure is they're coming back on April 12th and then they're performing on April 13th. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously I think it's going to be a comeback stage. And really, it's just such a huge deal that they're performing on Saturday Night Live because, and I talked about this on Twitter, but I'll just say it here for the people that aren't on Twitter. Like, Saturday Night Live is such an American institution. Like, people's careers have been really launched, you know, so much further than their current trajectory had been because of performing on Saturday Night Live. And we know BTS has like been in the States before. They've been on Ellen. They've made kind of like their late night talk show rounds. But to get on something like SNL, which like you said, has been around since the 70s, their first episode was in 1975. So many artists, so many musicians have come across and been on that stage. And I just think it's really exciting because we talk about, you know, from year to year, how much BTS is going to grow and how much the fan base is going to grow and how much they're, you know, like how much they're known is going to grow every year. And like, I think we look forward to this kind of exponential growth that we've been seeing just keep going. And we just keep talking about how they could, you know, explode more in the States. And so I just feel like something like this being on SNL is like really one of those things that can kind of lead to that, you know, like a catalyst towards that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that they're performing on Saturday Night Live. Like SNL, it's not an award show. BTS has performed at a lot of award shows like Billboard and American Music Awards. But this is their first time being on kind of like this late night show, you know, SNL. This is just, everyone in the States knows about SNL. Corey watches SNL, like everyone. And
that's saying
so
something.
It's really
Corey.
Such an honor. It's such an honor that they get to perform as musicians here in the States and have their comeback stage on SNL. Just incredible news. Yeah. Very excited for them. And I just am so glad that they are being, you know, they're just really respected. I feel like BTS has become really respected artists here in the States.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm just so excited. So, of course, when we see that, we will definitely be talking about it the following week. Okay. Let's talk about our BTS content of the week, our favorite content of the week. For this week, I chose a tweet again. I didn't watch many BTS things on YouTube, but what I especially loved were Namjoon's nature walk tweets. Because it's been a while since we've had some. And, you know, he's like walking down a path that is just lined with these trees. He's sitting on a bike next to a lake. He's stretching his arm high above his head in front of some bamboo, eating cotton candy, just like enjoying his day. And can I mention that he's also, if you remember the Fake Love dance practice video where he wore that amazing like blue bandana shirt with those short like tan shorts and his legs were out and like it was just a great outfit. He's wearing like a brown like shirt that's in that same style. So he looks incredible to say the least. And he just looks so happy. And I just love seeing him out doing his thing. Just, you know, I feel like it's such a Namjoon thing to be like, I need to get away. I need to go on one of my walks. I need to be with nature and just like relax and unwind. Just love it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a part of who he is. He does it all the time, and we haven't gotten one for a while. So I'm really happy that you chose that because just love, love, love.
Yeah.
My BTS content for the week, I feel, is pretty obvious. You guys were like messaging me and, you know, saying, is Bethany okay? So it's Taeyang's shirtless Selga.
Of course. No surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. So
literally, like, I had to update people on Twitter about your reaction to this picture.
Yeah.
Like, people were invested. Yeah,
that was funny that you did that.
Yeah. No, like, yeah. They were like, tell me how she's doing.
Yeah. So I woke up to this picture. Kayla had sent it to me in our text messages. And I could not believe what I was looking at. It was like 6:30 in the morning. Who's ready to look at a picture like this at 6:30 in the morning? No one. So if you guys haven't seen it already, I'm sure you all have. But Taeyang posted a selka of himself with really kind of like damp hair that's just tousled. It's real messy. It's hanging over his eyes. He's got his chin up a little bit. He has this silver necklace on, clearly doesn't have a shirt on, collarbones exposed, triceps like bulking out from behind his shoulders, beautiful pink lips. You see his cute little freckle on his nose, but the like stare he's giving us is like, I'm fucking hot. Like, we know. It's a lot to take in. I really want to make it my background on my phone, but I feel that's just, it's like too provocative. I can't do it.
There's like a lot of really beautiful fine details too. Like, you can see like some stubble on his chin a little bit. Just, it's a perfect picture. It's amazing.
It really is. He has a little bit of like red, like beautiful kind of blush to his cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's barefaced and his hair is wet. Oh my God. Okay. That's my favorite content of the week.
Amazing. Perfect.
Okay. Yes. So on that note, let's go ahead and get into this episode because this is a big one. I'm super excited. It's going to be great. Yes. It's going to be a journey. So today is all about the Run era, HYYH part 2. So in this episode, we're going to cover a lot and more than we were anticipating because usually to each era, there's two music videos, but we only have Run for this one. Mm-hmm. So we decided to throw in BTS on stage prologue. So we're going to talk about that like 11-minute long video that prologue has to offer. It's just so much happens and it deserves to be talked about. We need to talk about it, especially since we're talking about the Save Me webtoon series. So much correlates.
It just goes right along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're also going to talk about Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2, Nevermind comeback trailer, along with the Run official teaser, and then Run the official music video.
Yeah. So let's get started by first talking about the Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2 on stage prologue. This was the first video that was released kind of, I guess we can say that it's part of this era because it was between this one and part one. So it was released on October 1st, 2015, and it starts out with Taeyang and he is sitting on this floor. He's very disheveled. And he's in this kind of grungy room and we can see graffiti on the wall behind him. And interestingly, Claire de Lune, the song, is playing in the background. And Taeyang has tears streaming down his face. And we can also see that there's some blood smeared on the side of his cheek. And we see him look down at his bloody, shaking hands. And he kind of tries to wash the blood away with some bottled water. And his hands are still stained, but he rubs the remaining off kind of on his shirt. And then he makes a phone call to whom we assume is Namjoon. And on the phone, he says, "Young, I want to see you." And his voice is barely a whisper when he says this. Like, he is really shaken up and mm-hmm. just like distraught, and just, you know, he just looks absolutely tormented and torn apart, and just mm-hmm. super shaken up. Mm-hmm. So right after this little clip, then we see the HYYH part two album art in like white characters and black screen.
So then from here, we transition into a sunny day in the woods, and it's at this abandoned community pool. We again see Taeyang, but in a different light. This is like a different time period. He's no longer covered in blood. He's just like normal by himself, and he is in this community pool where there's this old mattress that is laying in the middle of it. So Taeyang falls back onto the mattress, and from there we see all of the members running through the woods towards this community pool. And so we see a brief shot of Taeyang rolling onto his side to look at this Polaroid picture that he has in his hands. And in his hand is, in the Polaroid picture, we see a mother and a child, and we kind of assume that this is him as a child and this is his mother. And he just crushes the photo in his hand. He just completely crumbles it up. So from there, we see all the other members come up and approach Taeyang. But Namjoon is the one who comes up to Taeyang, and he reaches out a helping hand. He kind of hits him on the side, like, hey, not hit him, but like he mm-hmm. pats him, like, hey, get up, come on. And so he helps him get up. And Namjoon is just, he looks so cute. He's smiling so wide. Really just this whole scene here with the boys, they all look so happy and they're enjoying themselves. And so they're all kind of like pushing, playfully pushing Taeyang and having a good time. And then we see Jungkook turn over to where we see Jin filming all of them. He's kind of off to the mm-hmm. side, kind of coming out from the woods above the pool area. And so he's filming them. And Jungkook says, Jin Young. And he waves him to come over. So Jin comes over. He then goes and hugs Taeyang. And oh my God, guys, Jin has an earring in this. I really do love Jin with an mm-hmm. earring. It just really sticks out to me every time I see it. I love it. Love it.
So good. Okay, so after this little moment where Jungkook notices Jin filming, then we get this little amazing montage of all of them just hanging out, playing games, fooling around. And this is to the instrumental of Butterfly. So they're just really having so much fun together. We can see on their faces pure joy in just all of their interactions. Mm-hmm. For example, we see Jungkook pushing Yoongi on kind of like a cargo cart. We see all of them playing rock, paper, scissors. Mm-hmm. They make this human train thing where they all jump on top of each other and like they literally like thrust onto each other. Then we also see Jin, and
it's really silly.
It's really silly. It's super silly. There's like a behind the scenes video of mm-hmm. this like music video creation. And in the behind the scenes, it doesn't look so silly. The human train, it looks like way too sexual, like the way that they're moving. But like
yeah,
in the music video, it's like little clips and they're like being really goofy. So it just looks really silly. And then we see Jin and Jungkook arm wrestle.
It looks like it could be painful.
Yeah. Like the way jump on each other, like they jump onto their backs. Like that looks like it would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, then next we see Jin and Jungkook arm wrestle. And we also see a clip of like Jimin and J-Hope playing with swords and sticks. One of my favorite little parts is Taeyang, and he spray paints this little character outlining Namjoon. Like Namjoon is sitting up against this wall, like a concrete wall, and Taeyang just outlines him and then draws little like antenna, and it just like it reminds me of the webtoon so much because of the dynamic of like Taeyong spray painting. Anyways, through all of this, through this montage, we constantly see Jin filming everything. He films this butterfly that flutters across the screen and gives it that classic Jin stare as if he knows something that we don't. And here I want to talk about the butterfly effect. You guys may know. I mean, yes. I think it's a pretty well-known theory, but I just want to talk about what a quick Google search says about it. So it says, in chaos theory, the butterfly effect is the sensitive dependence on initial conditions in which a small change in one state of a deterministic nonlinear system can result in a large difference in a later state. A very small change in initial conditions had created a significantly different outcome. So basically, long story short, you could make a small change in the past and there might be big ripple effects in the future where things are way different just because of that small change. So we kind of see this butterfly thing. And as we know through all of the theory shit, like time traveling is a big thing. So butterfly effect. Also, I just want to point out that like in this rap verse, in Yoongi's verse, he actually specifically references the butterfly effect, saying, "You shine in this pitch darkness. That is the butterfly effect." So literally they put it in the song. So obviously they want us to talk about it.
Yeah, they do. And Butterfly, I don't know if we mentioned this already, but Butterfly is playing in the background of this montage. Yeah. Like, Butterfly. Anyways, so we're just going to touch on the Butterfly lyrics a little bit since you kind of mentioned that. There's a lot that corresponds to the BTS Universe storyline and the webtoon. And so Taeyong, in the lyrics, he says, "I still can't believe it. All of this seems like a dream. Don't try to disappear." Oh, the dream thing really has blown our mind. Yes, because in the webtoon, we've really gotten to see how Taeyong, he's seeing his friends in his dreams and bad things happening to them. And he kind of knows where they are. He kind of knows that they're in trouble. But it's not like in the way that Jin knows, because Jin has this ability to time travel.
Right.
Very incredible, because it makes me mad. Who is in charge of this storyline? Who came up with it? I want to know. Big Hit, tell me, because whoever did this is a genius. I don't know if it was the BTS members, if they had a say in it, or Bang PD, or who, what, I don't know. But they deserve a round of applause, whoever that is, because this is way back in time. Here we are in 2019. This is back in 2015, and they're just now releasing this.
They had this shit planned out for this whole time.
How did they have it planned this far in advance?
I know. Like, they're just now releasing this webtoon.
It makes me mad.
I know. I'm mad, too. I'm pissed.
When you go back and watch Prologue, you just want to throw your hands in the air because you're so angry.
Literally.
How have they built off this story and have known all along this big storyline, and it just repeatedly shows up throughout eras? Ugh, incredible. Okay. So Jungkook has a line where he says, "Will you stay by my side? Will you promise me if I let go of your hand, you'll fly away and break? I'm scared, scared, scared of
break.
That." Break! And then Jimin says, I know, like, break, the word break, like, this reality cracking away. I'm afraid that you're going to disappear. I'm scared. Stay by my side. Like, anyways. And then Jimin, he comes in with, "Will you stop time? If this moment passes as though it hadn't happened, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'll lose you. So, will you stop time?
I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. Like, in the fucking lyrics of the song.
Wow. Incredible. Go listen to Butterfly. Yeah.
So this is like what is being said, and, you know, the lyrics and the song that's going on in the background during this whole thing, like during this whole montage and, you know, during this whole little section. So it's just kind of like interesting to think about like how that's, how those parts are paired up with this video that we see.
Yeah. I think it's important to know what's being sung while all of this is going on, while this montage is happening.
Of course, because it all, we know, like this art form is very much visual and lyrical. Like you, it's, you cannot separate one from the other. You have to see it paired together. So next, I want to, this part fucks me up like every time. And I'm so upset that we didn't realize what was going on prior to reading the webtoon. But in this video, we get this shot of Hoseok and he's asleep, like leaning against something asleep. And Yoongi comes into the frame as if to take a picture with him, and he throws up a peace sign, and then Jin snaps a shot of them as Hobi is still asleep. Like, just asleep. Okay, narcolepsy. Okay, webtoon. Like, did other people know this before? Like, I know we did a long, long, long time ago, that theory episode.
We kind of thought that, but we really thought that his diagnosis was Munchausen's.
Yeah, because it was like in some like still of some music video, like medical documents of his that said Munchausen's. And maybe that's like coupled with this, but like he's literally asleep. And like it literally spells it out for us in the webtoon that he has narcolepsy. And I'm just like so mad again that they had the wherewithal to put it in this music video. Like, and how did we not, like, I never noticed that before.
But as if that doesn't make you mad enough, then we see a shot of Jungkook walking along the edge of the pool with his arms out to the side. Again, Euphoria style. Samey webtoon walking along the building before he falls. It's just like, guys, this is 2015. 2015 when this came out, right? Yeah. Or is it 20? Yeah.
No, 2015. It's like a mirror image of the webtoon, of Euphoria. Like, but just, you know, it's like, it's like extreme foreshadowing. Years in advance of foreshadowing. So
Jungkook then, after that part, he runs up to be a part of the picture. And so he sits down next to Yoongi and Hoseok, and that kind of just jostles Hoseok awake from him coming in. He kind of pushes at them. He forcefully sits down. So then, as if we're not already so angry at all of this foreshadowing, Taeyang, he walks to the top of this building. It's kind of a small building. It looks like where there would maybe be a concession stand or something at that community pool. But he walks to the top of this building, and he stands there looking down inside this empty pool, just like we see at the pier. And he's on those scaffolds, and he's looking out into the ocean, ready to jump, and here he is. It's just, it parallels completely. So then we transition to Namjoon in this trailer, and So then we transition to Namjoon and his trailer, which we decided is not really a trailer. It's like a shipping container. So that's where he lives in, and he is writing on the mirror, which we've seen before, reflection, everything, fake love.
So I actually just looked up what he wrote the mirror, and you could interpret it two different ways. You could either interpret it as he wrote, "I must survive," or he also could have written, "You must survive." So very interesting.
So we see that a fair amount. Repeatedly throughout the eras. So then next we see BTS sitting in a junk area. I guess. Kind of just like, not like a junk.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's like a back alley. Like,
I don't know where they are, but it's just...
I don't know.
It's like a teenage place to hang out, like where they're not going to be caught by cops or get in trouble or anything. So they're in this...
Disturbed.
Yeah, in this area, they're sitting around a fire on these old couches and chairs. And the background music... And so the background music, they're playing Love Is Not Over. And projecting behind them, behind these couches that they're sitting on, is the videos of that day that Jen had recorded, which is just such a cool little touch. I never really paid attention to it prior to this. So this just seems to be the process, or in the process of when Jen is saving them. They're all together. We think that maybe at this point they are saved from their initial April 11th experiences. But even though they're saved or they're brought back together, they all don't seem truly happy, not fully happy like they had been prior to all of this, to all of their experiences and hardships. But so we think that this is maybe after April 11th, after Jen has brought them all back together. But we don't know. Not entirely sure of that. So they're all just hanging out, having fun. We see Jungkook lie next to Yoongi. He lies on his lap. And you can tell that Yoongi is thinking about something. And he's kind of looking off aimlessly into space while he's simultaneously flicking a lighter. And this part... is what kills me. I actually teared up when this when I saw this. I've seen it so many times before, but just being so deep into this research, we see Jungkook lean over to Yoongi, to his lighter, and he blows out the flame of the lighter.
Yeah.
And their storyline just kills me.
Jungkook, man, in this webtoon and in this just like in general, like Bangtan universe, like it is so deep, and their friendship and everything that goes on between them is just so twisted. And I mean, just like with us kind of being in the middle of this webtoon where like we saw Yoongi like in this fiery hotel room, I just think it's a lot to like process again, like seeing Yoongi flick that lighter with that kind of like far away stare on his face is like, damn, you know. And that's one of those things that makes us think that it's after April 11th, like it's you know, because we know that for a while at least he was still kind of, he was upset about it, and he, you know, didn't want to be saved. So
there's something knowing about Jungkook here too, where he leans over and blows out the flame. He's just cuddled up to Yoongi. You can tell he's seeking some sort of comfort or affection in Yoongi, and he just loves him so much. You can tell how much he loves him, and for him to blow out the light, the flame of this lighter, really, how can you not tear up when you see it?
Totally.
So Jen, while they're all around this fire, we see him. He has old pictures of them out, and he turns to Hobie and he shows him the pictures. And we hear him ask if they can do this again, or if they can go back to this good day that they had, where they're on the beach or by this pier, whatever it may be. But we've seen it over and over and over again. And so this also kind of makes us think that this is why maybe this is after April 11th, after they all have been saved, because he's saying it in a way that he's brought it up before. Like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, you okay with doing this again? So that's kind of how we've interpreted it.
I think it's also like, it seems like they're back together. So they're looking back on this, you know, last good day that they had however long ago. So so the next thing that we see is Jin pulling up to the gas station that Namjoon works at, and Namjoon is working, but the rest of the members are in the truck. So Hobie went into the station to get some food. Yoongi is in the cab with Jin, And Namjoon takes a picture of both of them and then climbs into the truck to chat. And he kind of looks at the Polaroid before tossing it into the glove compartment. And then we see in the back in the truck bed, Jimin, Jungkook, and Taeyong asleep. And mm-hmm. then we see Hobie walk out of the station with food, and he kind of climbs into the cabin with the rest of the older boys. Then they all leave the gas station, presumably to go to the pier, because then we see the next morning where Jungkook wakes up, and then him and Yoongi are sitting side by side at the end of the pier. And again, why is their storyline just the most perfect fucking pair?
They are. Like, they are.
This, I mean, I remember doing the Yoongkook Sugar Cookie ship episode, our very first ship episode,
very
right?
Very first ship, yes.
And thinking about like this moment and just like the Yoongkook storyline just honestly contributed to the vibes of them. And I love how they are together, like mm-hmm. as friends. And I think their relationship and friendship in the storyline is so interesting and captivating.
It is very captivating.
Yeah. So after sitting there for a while, and by the way, Yoongi's arm is like around Jungkook when they're doing this, and they're just like, you know, watching the ocean. they stand up and they go to wake everybody else up, and then everyone goes to watch the sunrise together.
Yeah. So while they're all standing there in this beautiful line, looking out at the sunrise, just such a sweet, tender moment, we see Taeyong turn to face the scaffold that is off to the side of them. And he puts his hood up and he goes and approaches the scaffold and he starts to climb it. So once he's at the top, we see Jin turn to face the camera. So Jin again is holding the camera. He's filming them. He's filming what's happening. So he turns to film Taeyong at the top of this scaffold, and all of the other members turn to face him too. They see him up there, and this took us a little, we watched this part like maybe two or three times to really mm-hmm. understand what was going on. So at first we were a little unsure what the members were trying to signal at him because they're all kind of waving their hands, but we ultimately yeah. decided that they're encouraging him to jump. They're not saying, hey, get down or whatever. They're encouraging him to just jump off this scaffold into the ocean. And mm-hmm. so Taeyong is looking down at them and he smiles. And then we see him turn to face the ocean. We get this gorgeous, like, full-on face shot here of Taeyong looking right at out past the camera. And mm-hmm. we just really get to see his expression. And what he's telling us with this look, it's just this one look. He goes from this very soft smile to very determined and serious. It just wipes from his face so drastically. And he's just like, he looks like he's about to take on something. And so he runs and jumps off this scaffold right there by the pier in front of his friends. And our interpretation when we see this is getting to the end. This is the end of prologue. And in contrast to what we saw at the beginning of prologue, it started with Taeyong with blood on his hands, shaking, just horrified, scared. And then we see this scene of him where he almost looks like determined. And then when he jumps, it's like this freedom, like he's being set free. And this is just our interpretation. It could be taken many ways, but we feel this is Taeyong leaving behind his past with his father, or forgiving himself maybe, and moving forward and beginning a new start.
Oh yeah, for sure. And
all of this happens within like a couple seconds, and it's so beautifully portrayed. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also just to bring up the lyrics of Butterfly again, because that's what's playing during this whole scene. This song overall is like about freedom and letting go and like, you know, just really trusting. And mm-hmm. we don't think that this was like a dangerous jump, right? Like that's mm-hmm. why we decided that it wasn't the members telling him to like come down, because it wasn't like that high. Like it wasn't anything mm-hmm. that you're going to get hurt from jumping off of it, but it definitely mm-hmm. does seem like a sort of resolution and like new beginning into, you know, something mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the most beautiful moment in life, part two, Nevermind comeback trailer. And you guys, just for time's sake, we're just going to kind of gloss over, but kind of run through this a little quickly, not go super, super mm-hmm. detailed.
Just because prologue was so right. long.
And we had to talk about prologue.
It was important. Yeah.
Yeah. So for this mm-hmm. comeback trailer, I first kind of just want to touch on the art style. If you guys remember, the part one comeback trailer was like this beautiful, picturesque watercolor. But this one seems to be digitally painted. And what really stood out to me is that there's not really any straight lines. Everything is kind of jagged mm-hmm. around the edges. And it kind of looks like it was made in like Microsoft Paint. It's like very 90s retro.
Very retro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this particular intro for Nevermind, Yoongi is really the one rapping the majority of the song. Mm-hmm. But we do hear J-Hope and RM at a couple of verses and at the bridge. So for this trailer, it starts off with like this black screen. And we see this over and over kind of again in this trailer. But it's this black screen with these microphones hanging from above. There's these glowing specks beneath the microphones. And behind that, we see this butterfly being drawn. And it's with that same kind of glow from these specks that we see.
Yeah.
Can be interpreted many ways. We hear ARMY chanting the members' names. There's some yelling and screaming from fans. So it kind of looks like a concert, but it also resembles space in a way, mm-hmm. like these bioluminescent or like lightning bugs beneath. It's just very artistic.
It
and
seems
really
very
cool.
Like it can be concert with ARMY bombs, or it can be like nature and like organic matter, like making these lights. Mm-hmm. But yes, like these microphone like hanging from the sky over like a dark ocean and like a black background totally becomes like a repetitive kind of image in this short little mm-hmm. trailer. Mm-hmm. behind it, there's like, or around it, there's like chains crisscrossing kind of through the sky. And this comes up, like this imagery comes up a few different times. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like surrounded by butterflies at one point too. And when it's being surrounded by butterflies, there's like some small little flashes of color, which you kind of said was maybe like mm-hmm. subliminal messaging kind of like ideas.
It comes off that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we also see, so there's this boy who's running mm-hmm. and he's chasing a butterfly. And that's where we kind of see these splashes of light. And then there's like a tunnel that has like black and white checkers on it. Yeah. Very psychedelic.
Yeah,
and
that the butterfly like goes through.
Yeah, the butterfly goes through it. The boy's chasing after it. And so I can help but to notice that when we see this, that it reminds me of Rorschach's inkblot psych test, because mm-hmm. we see the butterfly smack dab in the middle with these color like splashes next to the side. And it reminds me a lot of that, which I would not put it past BTS to have done this. We also are getting the Persona, the upcoming album.
Yeah. You know,
so
what?
I'm not surprised.
No, it looks like what the government would show people during MK Ultra testing, like mm-hmm. when they're just like making people watch these like crazy psychedelic like things and see how it affects them. Like,
absolutely.
That's what this mm-hmm. is with this butterfly that has. The markings on the butterfly totally look like eyes or like a face almost. And this mm-hmm. boy is like chasing
there's
after
it.
There's
a lot it. Of symbolism.
There's so mm-hmm. much and so much like beyond yeah. that we don't even understand. Like we couldn't interpret it just from this video.
Yeah. We also see a little glimpse of this simple room with couches and a table and a bed. I got epiphany vibes. Maybe not. It could be a stretch, but yes, I oh, yeah. kind of get epiphany vibes from it. Just
yeah,
the setup,
simplicity
this simple
of
room.
It. Yes. Mm-hmm. I told mm-hmm. when you said that, I was like, I'm so mad because it totally is that kind of feeling. But mm-hmm. overall, this is like a trippy, psychedelic in like teaser trailer, right?
Yeah.
This is a trailer. It's, I keep calling
yeah,
it a
definitely
teaser.
Definitely trippy.
It's trippy. It kind of carries along some of the themes from the part one trailer, but it totally mm-hmm. morphs it and changes it so we can tell that it's something new and different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about the official run teaser. And this was posted on November 24th, 2015, and it's only 48 seconds long, in case you're curious. It is
but so much happens in that 48
so much
seconds.
Yeah. In the background of this teaser, the ballad mix of Run is playing. So it's kind of like it's a little acoustic-y. It's a little more soulful, a little softer. Ballady. it begins
it is,
with
yes.
single shots of each member. And for each of these shots, they just look incredible, just breathtaking. And we mm-hmm. just have to say that these solo shots are the exact versions of them in the Save Me webtoon. And it's
yes,
like, oh,
like the exact versions.
Literally,
exact
it looks
versions.
Exactly like them. In addition, it's this, they have this high contrast thing going on because the lighting is very bright and then there's a very dark background and it just makes them look mm-hmm. super vulnerable, super exposed. And the look mm-hmm. on their faces is almost as if you can see what they've seen. You can see what they've gone through.
Yeah.
And they're just yeah. totally wearing all of their troubles, all of their experiences on their face.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
so
talk
we're
going
to talk about each of them individually here because it's going to carry over into the Run music video.
Yeah.
And we just have to talk about how they all look, their hair, everything.
Of course.
So starting with Taeyong, he's the first one we see. He's got chocolate brown hair with these green highlighted tips just there at the front of his bangs. They're kind of crossing over up at the front, right at his forehead. And we see he has these small silver earrings in his ear. He looks very good. He looks very youthful, but also he's wearing his troubles, the expression that he's displaying for all of us. And it's just, this is how it really is for almost all of them.
Yeah. So next we see Jimin, and he has the amazing soft orange hair that's mm-hmm. like, he has this deep part and there is so much forehead and mm-hmm. he also has this little cute cartilage piercing, but on his face, he just looks so sad.
So
just staring, like glossy eyes, sad, just mm-hmm. ugh, baby.
And then we get to Jin, who's got dark brunette hair and the hair looks slightly wet. And this is kind of a common look for all of them, just this slightly wet, piecey hair. But his is tousled forward. It's messy. It's coming to the front a lot. Like, a lot from the back is pulled forward. He has this subtle smoky eye. And for some reason, I can't help but to notice, his whole larynx is just on display there. I mean, it's so long. He has such a long neck. It's gorgeous. His lips are also very stunning, plump and pink.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's looking at us with this knowing expression, but he has tears in his eyes. He looks so tired, but also that determination is there in mm-hmm. his eyes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that larynx just really stuck out to us when we were.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see the anatomy of it through his gorgeous glowing skin.
Yeah. So for Nam June, any June stands out there, prepare yourself. Because his hair also looks PC and he has a pretty deep undercut, which we're always there for. Mm-hmm. He has super light pink hair. You can see that it's like bleached underneath the light pink, and his facial expression looks like he's just beaten down. And you can really tell that he's been through a lot. So as he kind of looks up at the camera, he doesn't move his head at all, but I feel like he goes from looking down to looking up with his eyes.
Oh yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. And he's biting on his lip, and it's not in like a sexual way in any by any means. But like, it's just kind of this like in pain kind of way, like as if he's trying to stifle a reaction or hold something back. And his eyes are very serious and stern, but he also manages to look like, you know, cute and damaged because it's Nam June.
Mm-hmm. Then we get a shot of Hobi after that, and his shot is so quick. It makes me mad. You just see just a very quick glimpse of him. He's got jet black hair, which I do have to add that in the Webtoon series, I think he's got that orangish kind of hair that he has in Boy Meets Evil. So he might be the only one who's maybe a little different. And also Yoongi, I think
Yoongi has got orange hair in the Webtoon.
He's got, yeah. But still, they look very much like the Webtoon.
Facially, so, exactly the same.
yeah. So Hobi's hair, it's parted in the middle, but his bangs hang down and curl across his forehead on one side. It reminds me a little bit of not as cute and tight of a curl that he has in Idol, but kind of similar to that. So he stares ahead towards the camera, but it's not directly into or at the camera. It's this very empty gaze forward. His eyes, they kind of move a little bit. He looks up and to the side just so softly, it's really, you can't notice it unless you're really looking for it, but just so much emptiness in it. He looks exhausted.
He just looks like a shell, you know, just nothing behind it. The last, well, not the last person, because we still see Jungkook, but next we see Yoongi, and his is interesting because he's the only one who like does a fully like noticeable movement during his shot. So he starts by looking down, like his whole head is pointed downwards, and he raises his head up to look at the camera, and his lips are slightly parted. And this is in contrast to all of the other members who were still, besides maybe their eyes moving, and the other members all looked more sad and their mouths were closed or, you know, lip biting. And Yoongi just, his body language just kind of conveys some like more openness almost, like with his lips being parted and the way that he, it's like he's coming to face us, to look at us. And he just, he manages in this little moment to just look like the sexiest person on the planet.
He like, affects me so much with this part. And his head also is tilted. It's like tilted at this angle. Very Min Yoongi. He looks like he doesn't give a shit right now. He's kind of like almost threatening, but not that much. But you get what I'm saying. Like it's this Yoongi effect. Goodness.
And we haven't even talked about
it. It's very sexy.
It's so sexy. We haven't even talked about like the best part about this look is that he's wearing this like under eye smoky eye. It's just beneath his waterline, and it's like this black smudge out towards the corner, and then on his lids he has this gray, and it just makes him look like like dangerous almost. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say like menacing, but it does definitely add to like his sexiness and like his vibe yeah. for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing those I think we found out that they're called a horseshoe ring. It's the like a piercing ring that's quite often put as your septum piercing ring. It's like a mm-hmm. a little hook
like with a bowl ring.
Yeah. And he's wearing two of those, one in either ear, which mm-hmm. also just totally adds to this kind of like bad boy. I don't want to say bad boy, but it's like, yeah. you know, kind of sexy brooding like mm-hmm. vibe going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very badass.
Yeah. Total badass. There's the yeah. word. Yeah.
Did you mention that he has mint green hair? We've already probably mentioned it a thousand times. I'm sure we've
said it but yes, he has mint green hair, which is just the best. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
So after we get this shot of Yoongi, we see sneak peeks of the actual Run music video. But the peak of this teaser is we see the shot of Jungkook on the floor, beaten up, post-party. And yeah, we later on get to see more of why he looks so beaten up on the floor, but it just creates that curiosity effect, and it's doing its job of being a teaser like they always have. We then get to see a close-up of Jungkook. He's the last one we get to see, and his hair looks a lot like Taeyang's, where it's pulled to the front with the bangs crossing over each other, but he has jet black hair. And he's also wearing silver hooped earrings. They're not the horse ring or the bull ring ones. They're full hoops. He too has this under eye eyeliner with a smoky effect just around the corners of his eyes. And he is looking deeply into the camera with this burdened look on his face, just like the other members, just sad and lost.
Yeah.
And then we get to see more glimpses of Run, more of the scenes where they're running through the tunnels. But then we get that part, and this is the peak of the teaser, where there's a fight between Jungkook and Yoongi. And we see Jungkook throw a punch. And that is when the music of Run, that we're getting this ballad version, stops. It just completely ends right when we see Jungkook throw a punch, because it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how, like, people must have been freaking out when this came out. Yeah. So the very last thing we see is another shot of Jen, and he just inhales this deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the HYYH Part 2 logo, and it ends.
Fuck. Can you imagine 2015 armies, like, watching this and seeing like clips of that and just like being like, holy shit, what is coming?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just get into this Run official music video.
Mm-hmm.
So this video was released on November 29th of 2015. And the entire video is 7 minutes and 31 seconds long, but that's about a minute and a half of credits at the end.
Yeah.
So they have so many different outfits in this video that we are not going to talk about all their different outfits. It's just too much. It would be like 5 different outfits.
That's ridiculous. That's like a whole episode in itself.
Seriously. BTS fashion of the Run era, entire episode.
We need to do more fashion episodes. God, we really do.
I'm just not a fashionable person.
It's not either, but it contributes so much to their look and appeal.
It does. You're so right. So I'm just going to give us like a general outfit style that they have going on. So I kind of named it during our research, like a Korean greaser meets a little bit of a hipster vibe going on. There is a lot of tight fitted pants. There's leather jackets, but there's also like fuzzy, light colored cardigans, very bold colors like pink and bright baby blue, some green. They all have PC, a little greasy, if you will, hair. Suspenders are very common. throughout the video. Like, even in when we see like different stages of like their friendship, we still see like suspenders. Mm-hmm. A lot of ripped fitted jeans that they often like would cuff the pants at the bottom, like big cuffs, and yeah. very fashion forward sunglasses. Like, I think of Taeyong wears these like circular, like Lennon style sunglasses at one point during this video. Mm-hmm. So that's just, you know, I think that's a pretty good idea of the type of style that we see from them during this video.
Yeah.
So just to kind of preface how we're going to talk about this, which is the same way that we talked about the I Need You video, we're going to go through it by the pairs that are kind of intertwined mm-hmm. in the storyline. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the scenes with Namjoon and Taeyong. We're going to talk about the scenes with Hoseok and Jimin, and we're going to talk about the scenes with Yoongi and Jungkook. And then lastly, the roles that Jin plays throughout this as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah. also like any moments with all seven of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we talk in the order in which they appear. So we first yeah. see Taeyong and Namjoon. So we see Taeyong falling backwards right at the beginning. It's such a gorgeous shot. It's pure black. He's falling backwards into this reflection pool, and it's to the song Butterfly. So we get this just really neat transition where Taeyong, when he falls back, the splashing of the water that comes up from this reflection pool transitions into the splashing of coffee that comes from this ice cube that Namjoon drops into his coffee cup. And so we transition from that scene into what we really see throughout the Run music video, this setting that they're in. So Namjoon, he steps out of his home, which is this shipping container. I'm so happy we figured out what he lives in after all this time. But he... Oh, it's not an ice cube that he drops. Is it the lollipop?
No, he drops? He oh. definitely drops ice into his coffee, but he's okay. sucking on a lollipop, and he ends up...
He also puts that in his drink.
Yeah, which is like, okay.
That's right. Yeah. 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 But the lollipop, that's another thing. That's another reoccurring symbol throughout these series. So Namjoon, he's walking in a rail yard. He knocks on the door of a train car. And we see a glimpse of Taeyong falling. Oh, my God. I forgot that this is not sequential.
Oh, yeah. Here's yeah. the problem, guys, is that none of this is like, this is maybe sequential for like them in the storyline. But mm-hmm. we get little cuts of Taeyong and little cuts of Namjoon.
Yeah, so, like, so we're just kind of going back and forth in yeah. which we see them.
Yeah.
But it's not fluid.
Right.
So, yeah, Namjoon, he knocks on the door of the train car. But before we see a reaction from that, we get a glimpse of Taeyong falling beneath the water of the ocean, what we can uh-huh. gather from the pier scene. And he's in this black Nirvana crew neck, and I love that look on him. We get tons of glimpses of him with this, where his eyes are open underneath the water, and he's looking at the camera.
Here's just like a... You know, don't let me disrail you, but kind of a thought, because mm-hmm. in the pier scene when he does jump, which we will talk about that later, mm-hmm. he's not wearing a Nirvana t-shirt.
He is not. You're right.
And so I'm wondering if like this little glimpse of him is like one of his dreams.
I was just thinking that too. Because, I do think it is.
Like, I mean, in his webtoon dreams, like his nightmares that he has, like the one that he has in Namjoon's shipping container home is him like underwater and he sees Jimin. Like,
yeah.
And he's not really in any like distinguishable clothing, you know, mm-mm. just normal clothes. Like, I think that could definitely be like a dream, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. And the way that he knowingly kind of looks at the camera too.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah. We see a lot of him and Jin looking at the camera one right after another. They're always both kind of doing it at the same time within yeah. the run music video. Yes. I love that you brought that up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Totally. So then we see Namjoon and Taeyong in an alley. The place where Taeyong spray paints, where he goes to do his graffiti. Mm-hmm. And oh, we just love this scene. This love really it. Displays them in their friendship. So June, he sees the lights of police approaching them. He tasks Taeyong to alert him, like, hey, there's cops here. We need to get out of here. They quickly gather up their paint cans and their backpacks and bags, and they start running away. And the look on Taeyong's face, he is having so much fun. This is such a thrill. And rush to him, he loves it. He loves that they're getting caught. And he loves even more that they get away.
He loves that he's doing this with Namjoon, too. Like, he just loves. He loves it. Yeah.
But we see in the webtoon that he does get away fairly often.
Yeah.
But in this particular music video and run, we see them actually get caught by the police. And Namjoon and Taeyong get pressed up against the police car and get handcuffed, which is kind of sexy in a weird way. But
the way they look at each other.
Yeah, the way they're looking at each other. This is the just silent conversation that they're having between each other. It's totally there. I don't maybe fully understand it, but Namjoon grins at Taeyong. They're getting in trouble. They're getting arrested. But even Namjoon, being this older young, he loves
responsible.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's responsible. He's like he's his older brother. But he loves that they're getting in trouble because they're getting in trouble together. And this is something that they're experiencing. And he looks at Taeyong so fondly. Mm-hmm. He just loves and cares about him, even though that they're getting arrested. My goodness.
Like, you know what else? This is how we also know that whatever is happening in this is after like April 11th and all of the stuff going on in the webtoon. Because in the webtoon, Taeyong is out spray painting alone and he's like telling Namjoon about what he does for the first time. Mm-hmm. And now in this video, we see them out together and Namjoon isn't spray painting. He's leaning up against it. He's he's being the lookout for cops, which is like he sees the lights and they start to run away. Like, so I love that they're like, Namjoon is basically like, okay, you're going to do this. Okay, I'm going out with you. Like, you're not going to get caught alone. You're not, you know, I'm going to be out there, like, protecting you or whatever. Yeah. So cute. And
it's a bit of a thrill for Namjoon, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 So on top of all of this, so the way that Namjoon looks at Taeyong so fondly and he smiles like, okay, we're getting in trouble. We're getting arrested. But Taeyong's reaction to this look, Taeyong looks up at Namjoon with these big doe eyes. He goes total baby boy cutie on us. I don't know what this look means, but it's just so sweet and innocent looking.
Vimon vibes.
Vimon vibes,
like,
yes.
They look in love. Like like Bonnie and Clyde of graffiti. Of like alleyway graffiti. Yes. Yeah, yes. But just total baby boy mode. Just so cute and like innocent, even though he's the one who was like fucking breaking the law.
But come on, graffiti, that's not that big of a deal.
No, yeah.
So then we see a shot of Namjoon later on. He's kind of in that rail yard area again, and he leans down to pick up this playing card on the ground. And when he turns it over, we see a ink printed butterfly on this card, and it's like kind of messily, almost like it's splotched on there. Again, just Rorschach. Gives me that Rorschach inkblot stuff.
Yeah.
I had to bring it up. It's just, I think, kind of what they're trying to portray here.
Mm-hmm.
But so at the very end of this, at the very, very end, I guess we see
of the entire
Jimin.
Video.
Yeah. Jimin happens after kind of like the credits.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the music video, really, we see Taeyong emerge up from the reflection pool. And we get to see his really great broad shoulders in this damp, wet sweatshirt. Looks very good from behind. That's all we get to see, but it's great.
It really makes me think of, like, the Wings era also. Like, I know this is still, like, two eras away. Like, there's still Young Forever after this one. But it kind of makes me think of that, like, when they lower or raise, like, the wings off of him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, that's kind of Namjoon and Taeyong's storyline throughout this video. I'm going to talk mainly about Hoseok and Jimin's storyline. So we start seeing their stories in this video kind of after Taeyong and June's begins to kind of wrap up a little bit. And so we first see them in a hospital setting. They are both dressed in entirely white outfits, little white hospital slippers. And Hobi is laying in this hospital bed and he wakes up. And when he wakes up, he looks up to see that Jimin is standing there and he just looks so perfect. He's holding this pillow like in his right hand, but back over his shoulder. So his elbow is kind of like pointed upwards as if he's like just relaxing standing there. But at any moment, he could whip this pillow around and hit him with it. But he just looks so good. Like he smirks. And it's so cute.
He's totally smirking. He's totally. And that's what contributes to him. Because he looks kind of innocent. But the way he's smirking is like, it's like he's challenging Hobi. Or he's ready to have fun and to play. Yeah.
It's just like with the orange hair, he looks so fucking good. And it's this like, it's this combination. This is why Run Era Jimin might be the best Jimin, because it's right in between this like manly boyish look that we know he started out with into this like more beautiful ethereal look that he has going on now. It's just somewhere perfectly in the middle. It's like in the works of him kind of moving towards more of that aesthetic. And, you know, he just looks so fucking good because he can
It's the perfect combination.
It's the perfect combination.
Jimin.
It's the sexy mochi. It's, you know.
It's the sexy mochi.
Yeah. So Hobi sees Jimin standing here ready to go. And before Jimin can say or do anything, Hobi immediately grabs the pillow from behind his neck and takes a swing at Jimin. Like he's all ready. He's set to go and engage in a pillow fight with him. So what I want to point out about this is like before he grabs the pillow, when he looks up to see that it's Jimin, like the person that he wakes up to, he just smiles so widely. And again, it's like that massive Hobi sunshine smile that, you know, like the best look where, you know, his eye smile is so big and his heart mouth. And just like, I'm again, the same like big smile that we see mirrored in the webtoon.
It's so infectious.
It's so infectious. And it's just amazing. And so they break out into this pillow fight. And we even see like clips of them together at the party that all seven of them have together that we'll talk about a little bit later on. And at the party later on, they're like in a pillow fight as well. So at the end of the party pillow fight, we just see this shot of Jimin and Hobi falling back on this massive bed of pillows or on this massive bed of feathers. And they just look so blissful and calm and happy and, you know, just like really centered in the moment. Yeah. At peace. Yeah. So the last kind of bit that we see from them in this video individually is we see Hoseok fall back onto his bed asleep. And then at the very, very end, like after the credits have rolled, we see Jimin. And if I remember correctly, it's Jimin in the bathtub, right?
He is in the bathtub, yes.
And so we talked about Jimin in the bathtub during the last era, during the I Need You. And we saw him like burn like a letter, I think.
Yeah, it's a note. Yeah.
So in this one, we see Jimin lighting a Polaroid picture on fire. And so that's like literally the last imagery that we get from this video.
Yeah. It's too much to handle.
It's heavy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is heavy. So then we get to Yoongi and Jungkook's story. And this is very interesting, very diverse from the other two. So the other two storylines with the other two pairs. Yeah. So we see Yoongi start off with him throwing his drink. And then after he throws it, so this is at the party scene, almost as after the party, everyone's left and now it's just Yoongi and Jungkook.
Yep.
Yoongi, after he throws his drink, he goes as far to just slash at the table that has other drinks on it, other kind of like knickknack things, knocking everything over. I mean, he's making a mess. He's just so angry.
Yeah. He's like, so he's very drunk. And mm-hmm. I use the term belligerent. Like, that's when, to me, you're just, there's no sense, like, nobody can calm you down or talk mm-mm. to you. And he's just so angry. And we're speculating that maybe he's upset about the passing of his mom or upset about his dad and the way his dad treats him and the way his dad talks about music and his music, or really, honestly, just a combination of all of it. And he's just, I mean, he's screaming. He's fucking, he's pissed. He's throwing shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely pissed. He's upset about something. He even just completely leans over and screams and yells. And we see Jungkook come up behind him. He comes up and he grabs him around his waist. Uh-huh. And he just full on embraces him. And he looks desperate. Jungkook looks so desperate that he will do anything in this moment to try to calm or ease Yoongi.
Yeah.
And when Jungkook does this with this desperation, Yoongi, like, it's like really kind of an asshole move, but he leans back, like he just kind of caves into it a little bit, but he tilts back his head and snickers or laughs. Mm-hmm. At the way that Jungkook does this.
Yeah.
Like, and then as he reacts.
I was just going to say, like, as if, like, it's just ridiculous that he's even trying to stop him, you know, mm-hmm. or to calm him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Yoongi, after he does this, he reacts adversely to what Jungkook is doing. He pushes him. He shoves him. He basically tosses him up against this wall mm-hmm. and very much projecting his anger out on Jungkook. It's hard to watch. It's so sad because you can tell that Jungkook is just wanting to help him and Yoongi is so closed off, doesn't want to be helped, doesn't want to be comforted, just almost like he doesn't give a shit about Jungkook right now in this moment, like, get away. And when he does this, when he pushes Jungkook up against the wall, Jungkook, the way he looks at Yoongi, he looks so betrayed. And you kind of said this, like, he looks like he's saying, all right, is this really how it's going to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, fine. I won't try to help you.
Yeah. Like, he's mm-hmm. really like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Or at least not that I'm not going to try to help you, but what I'm doing is obviously not helping. And, like, the force that Yoongi just used on Jungkook, he's like, wow. I think, like, he just looked so, like you said, betrayed and, like, rejected. Like, he's realizing that this is the part. You can see the look in his eyes that he realizes he has to fight back. And, you know, as we're talking about this, I think I guess we didn't touch on it, really. But I think it's pretty obvious that this video, like, this storyline happens, like, can go along with the webtoon, right? We're not saying that this is, like, after anything necessarily. But, like, this moment, this, like, party scene where they get in this fight, this could be one of those, like, last good days, you know, for them before they all kind of went their separate ways for a while. Because this could be that catalytic fight, you know, that we talked about during the Save Me series that made Yoongi and Jungkook ultimately, like, stop communicating and made Yoongi push him away. And I just think that just because of this ultimate, like, betrayal that we see on Jungkook's face, and I could totally see him trying to go to Yoongi later to, like, make it better and just get totally brushed off, you know?
Yeah.
Man, heavy.
Definitely. Agree 100% with that. Yes, I think that this is maybe prior to all of the incidents that happen later on in the future. This is towards the end of their last good day.
Yeah.
So Yoongi, when Jungkook gives, when he looks back at him, Yoongi has this knowing expression that he can almost tell, and he looks like he's anticipating, he's ready for Jungkook to punch him. He's like, he knows, like, all right, I just pushed him up against the wall. And the way that Jungkook is looking at him, like, he knows that Jungkook is going to fight back now.
Yeah.
So Yoongi even, he licks his bottom lip. Like, he's ready. Like, he almost wants to be punched. And Jungkook does. Jungkook punches Yoongi right in the face and knocks Yoongi down onto the stairs. And now he's got a bloody lip. It's just like he, right where he had licked it. So Jungkook, he pulls him up off of the ground after he punches him. He has this intense look of desperation on his face, and it just, they're holding on to each other, and they're just shoving each other kind of back and forth and holding on. And so Yoongi just then shoves Jungkook to the ground. He breaks away from it, pushes him onto the floor, and that's when Jungkook really kind of gives up. He stays there on the ground, and Yoongi, just belligerent, as you had said before, takes a chair and just chucks it at this wall where there's a mirror, and the mirror completely shatters and breaks away.
Breaks away. Yeah. And just like, it seems like reality cracks away with the shattering of this mirror, because when we break away to them all partying, we see Jungkook on the floor where Yoongi left him. And he's just like staring at the camera, and we see this cut on his cheek, and then he looks into the mirror as the camera like pans away. And then as this like mirror is shattering, we see like this look on Jin's face where he's kind of looking at this whole scene unraveling. And man, now I'm going back on what I'm saying. And maybe this happened after everything, and Yoongi is like still mad about like still being alive or something. And Jungkook is like trying to help him through that, and he's just totally rejecting it or something. Honestly, does the chronological, like, does the order even matter at this point, as long as we just know what happened?
I don't think
No.
Yeah.
But
it's we'll probably get more clarity with the Save Me webtoon, but yes, I don't think it really matters in which the order happens. We're getting a generic, general, overall view of what's going on with this friendship.
Yeah.
So at the very end, we see Jin pull up in his truck with his headlights on, and Jungkook is there, and he turns around to look at him. And here he actually smiles back at Jin. Yeah. And this has a lot of symbolism to it. It can mean a lot of things. We've got this repetitive imagery of Jungkook in front of a car, looking into a car. We know what happens with the webtoon series, like falling from above on the building onto Jin's car windshield, all of that. But we also have like the Love Yourself highlight reels where we know that he gets hit by a car. But at the very end there, he smiles at Jin.
Yeah. And he's kind of like looking at Jin in this acknowledgement, like, I felt like his expression was kind of looking at him like saying, you made all of this happen. Like, before this, none of them were talking or hanging out. And, you know, they're back together at the very least.
And maybe not everything is fixed. Not everything is perfect. But Jungkook is just grateful that they're all together. And that's what makes him happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk just briefly about Jin, because we do have a few little individual moments from him that stuck out to us. So there's this scene where Jin is constructing a literal house of cards, and he smiles when he finally gets it all stacked up. And then sitting across the table from him is Taeyang. And he blows on the cards, and that knocks them all over. So just the symbolism of a house of cards falling down. Next, we see him. I kind of already pointed this out, but just after Yoongi throws the chair and he smashes that mirror, we definitely see Jin tilt his head as if he's realizing something, or as if reality is kind of cracking away. We obviously see him driving the truck in the tunnel scene that we're going to talk about. And he also, there's this bathroom party scene. And in this bathroom party scene, Jin plays an integral part in pulling Jimin into the bathtub, which obviously is very symbolic of Jimin in the bathtub in I Need You. And, you know, kind of like at the end of this entire video. So, yeah, that's kind of just what we see with Jin solo. So let's talk about the things that we see all of them together, because there's a few, like, I don't know, a few scenes that is just like all of them together.
Yeah. So there's two different party scenes that we see. There's the party scene where they're all together in this room, and then there's another party scene where we see them in this bathroom together. But it looks like it could be the same party, just different setting. They've moved into the bathroom for whatever reason. Cute, fun.
Right.
But so the party scene where they're in the room where Yoongi gets in that fight, we see Namjoon walking in and being greeted by Jimin and by the others, and they're just all having fun. They're drinking out of red solo cups. Jin, of course, is filming them. They're goofing around. We see them have a pillow fight together. How fun. Namjoon, Hobie, Taeyang, Jimin, they're all involved in this pillow fight, and there's just feathers everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's such a fun. They look like they're having a total blast.
Yeah. And I just quickly want to touch on, because I don't think that we've really said, we've not really like said this explicitly, but we've talked about now Jin filming throughout these, you know, this music video and the prologue, but we haven't talked about what we brought up when we were researching about what we thought maybe he was filming for. Like, it kind of makes sense that he could be filming because he can go back and look at those, or like we wonder if these kind of like little videos and pictures that he took are going to become a bigger part of like his puzzle of like solving, you know, the problems in all of their lives, because he can look back on these moments with like all of the footage that he filmed.
He's using them to document what's happening, and it's a tool that he uses to figure out what to do, where to go, all of that with him going back and time traveling
with the days repeating
to help his friends.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we think. It's pretty clear at this point.
We speculate,
right? So the other party scene, of course, is the bathroom party scene. So, like you said, all of the members are partying in the bathroom for some reason, and Jimin walks in last. And when he walks in, he just kind of like looks, he just looks like kind of cute and like puts his hand on his head like, oh, okay, we're in here. Jin walks up and he kind of grabs Jimin by the hand and pulls him into the tub. So Jimin falls into the tub. He's in there by himself, and they splash at him, and he splashes back. And somebody also, we can't tell who it is, but somebody dunks his head under the water, like pushes his head down. And so we kind of talked about that this is like foreshadowing in the most fucked up way. Or, you know, kind of like...
Yeah. When I watched this for research, I thought, wow, this is really so messed up.
Yeah.
So messed up, because we know what happens with Jimin and his storyline. But here he is having fun with his friends, and his friends are dunking his head underwater and holding him under there.
In the bathtub.
Which is a playful act. It's totally playful. And then we just... It's this foreshadowing that is so fucked up. It's really... when I watched it, was shocked.
Yeah. But this is like a really fun, upbeat scene, even though we kind of know like what else it kind of contrasts with later on. Taeyong also ends up getting into the tub, and they like tickle him when he's in there. And the last little moment that we get of this whole scene is a cute shot of all of the members kind of like around the tub or in the tub. And they're kind of throwing confetti up and throwing their hands up and just looking like they're taking a really excited group photo. We also get to see a lot of like B-roll footage of BTS just generally running around city streets or running into an elevator. And one of my favorites is when they cram into like a photo booth and they're taking pictures.
Ah, so cute. I love that too.
Yeah.
Another scene that we see is in this field, and they are all in this field. We see them lying around in like this circle, and we also see them running through the field later on, and it looks like they're all racing each other. They're just doing this race to either the ocean or somewhere, but they're in this field and they're racing each other. So when they're all arranged in this circle in the field, we see Jimin sitting next to Hobi, but Hobi is resting his head into Jimin's lap. We also get a close-up of some of them standing in the field by themselves, and they all still look stressed or they look upset or worrisome. And something that I've kind of noticed or caught on to is whenever they're alone, they seem bothered or that they're thinking about something or worrying about something or so on and so on. So whenever they're together, they all look pretty happy when they're together, typically. Yeah. It's not true for the entire music video, but it's kind of a common theme that we see.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And definitely happier together than they are when they are individually alone. You know, like even if it's not
definitely
all the time, it's definitely a difference. Yeah.
Another scene that we see is in this tunnel, and this is... oh, this is when the music stops for the music video. We get this live action. We hear the sound of what's happening.
Yeah.
It's a really cool little clip inside this music video. So in this tunnel, it's at the end of the field scene. We see it's just another one of these really cool transitions. At the end of this field scene, we see Jin look up at Jungkook. And we transition to Jungkook looking down at us at the camera, and he's sitting on top of Jin's truck inside this tunnel.
Such a cool transition.
Yeah.
So good.
So when this happens, Jungkook, he looks over his shoulder at all of these cars honking their horns because Jin's truck, we see, is blocking all of these lanes. So then we're like really brought into what's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
You know, it seems like for no other reason than to give BTS the ability to run through this tunnel and just like fucking rampage on these cars. So.
Yeah.
Like Jin's truck is blocking, like you said, the two lanes. And we just kind of see the rest of the, like, the other six members lined up in front of his truck and just facing all of the cars, facing the headlights, and they're all honking at him. People are yelling, or they're all honking at them. People are yelling things, and they just, like, yell. I just have Jimin in my mind just going, like, yeah!
They just, like... charge at these cars.
Yes.
It's really, why are they doing this? It's kind of pointless and whatever, but it's so fun.
They let out these guttural, probably alcohol fueled yells towards these cars, and they charge into them. They get on top of some of them, slam into the windshield, slam into the windows, spray paint the windshields, throw their drinks. There's this one, like, again, Jimin, amazing moment. He just looks like such a drunk person that, like, doesn't care. He's, like, on top of this person's, like, the hood of their car, and he, like, takes the lid off of his drink and just, like, pours it, and he looks like he's, like, eating something at the same time, and he stumbles a little bit. It's like,
yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also love Jungkook's shot that we get because he has kind of that same attitude that Jimin has, but Jungkook is way more cocky. This boy looks so damn cocky, this part of this music video. He is literally strutting in between these cars, casually eating a bag of potato chips. He looks like he's taking it all in. He's enjoying it. But you can tell that this little adolescent Jungkook feels like a total badass.
Oh, he's like, I own this shit. This is, you know, I'm untouchable.
He looks so great in this scene.
So good. So at the end of this scene, the cops come and BTS like runs away on foot past the truck that's still blocking the tunnel. And somehow Jin gets turned around. It doesn't show it, but I'm assuming a 12-point turn with how small the tunnel is and how big the fucking truck is.
Really? he must have.
Really?
Maybe not the most realistic thing,
but
we're on board with it.
Right. He drives up and he slows down and they all jump in and they get away. And that's like literally the end. The credits roll and we just see like cute behind the scenes of the boys like having fun. And then, of course, again at the end, we see Jimin in the bathtub and he burns this Polaroid picture. And this time we see that the Polaroid picture is of them sitting kind of like on top and in the truck bed of Jin's truck at the beach. That iconic picture that we all know.
Iconic.
Oh my God. We tried to go an episode without saying it, you guys. It right, snuck out here at the end.
Here.
Fuck. God damn it. Oh, okay. Well, that was a lot, but honestly, with that prologue, it had to be done.
This might be our longest episode we've ever done.
You know, whatever. You know,
it's HYYH.
Fucking HYYH.
We've done it. It needed to be done. Glad. It's really a iconic era.
Oh my God.
It is really the foundation
of
BTS's whole, their beginning of all these concepts and their messages that they're delivering to the youth, and not even just the youth around the world, to really this worldwide message.
Yeah. And, you know, it just felt fitting to do an era episode because it does coincide with the Save Me webtoon. And Comeback, you guys, is so soon. And we're so excited.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner. We cannot wait for a comeback, a brand new concept, a whole new, like, I mean, we get to talk about their hair again, their style. Like, so we just had to dive into an era. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, or if you have enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there are a few things that we would be really appreciative if you could do just to let us know what you think. You can do that by writing a review again on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. That's really huge for us. It helps people find us and it really builds the prospect of us getting sponsors. And then again, I want to thank you guys. We want to thank you guys for all of the kind reviews that we've gotten so far and all of your incredible emails that we get from you every week, or Facebook messaging a wonderful, wonderful army named Deja reached out to us this week and she was just incredible and so sweet and kind to talk to. So thank you guys, anyone who reaches out to us during the week. It just makes our day and we love hearing from you and we love hearing what you have to say. So please let us know what you think about this episode and please reach out to us via email or any of our social media. And you guys can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.